Calling is big, cause the hustle is hard. The grind is rather huge, so the jealousy's quite large. With credit cards and cash stacks, my mind focused on greenbacks. I go and get it, I don't relax. The player hating is to the max. Cush sacks and powder packs, no time to eat, it's just snacks. That's whiskey shots and cognac, getting huffed up like college frats. No exaggeration, just facts. A fascination with paper stacks and masturbating on boppers' backs. They assassinate my player stats, but game sharp like thumbtacks. I go dumb on horse, they chew me up like Orbit's gum. Swallow out and eat, go kick rocks and eat crumbs. I run from cops, but bar none. I'm in the streets just like a bum. If you don't like it, come get you some.
Yes, this is the second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And yes, you know, we got the lines booming here. So we're going to go ahead and go to Fort Worth, line three. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, hey. Pat. How are you doing?
Well, I don't know. There's so many subjects. Okay, I'll take that one he just brought up, the Herschel Walker.
Okay.
The thing about him is he's got a movie out, see, right now. It's about vampires. Well, that's a pretty safe subject because we don't know any, right?
Well, I don't know. I know quite a few, actually.
Well, probably some out there. But what you don't know about Warnock is, okay, get ready, everybody. I'm going to offend everybody. He is part of the Martin Luther King phoniness. His church from Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta. I know what he did. I saw what he did. Martin Luther King. I mean, I saw the effect that he had. It wasn't peace, I'm telling you that. And then he got into the war situation. Is that what preachers really supposed to do? Because they'll tell you that the Johnson Amendment won't let a church or preacher talk about politics. But, of course, Trump threw that out. But back to what Warnock, okay? Okay, here's how I'm going to offend everybody. Martin Luther King was a communist. All his advisors were communists. The people in Alabama being non-communists, they put up billboards with Martin Luther King sitting in a communist training camp in Mont Eagle, Tennessee. And you know that his defenders will say, "Well, he was just seeing what was going on." No, he wasn't. And he's as bad off as Obama, as far as being a communist. And we don't like communists out here in the South. I mean, I don't know what they like up north, you know, but we don't like them here. And the reason is because it's never worked. If America helped communism along, it would have been dead a long time ago. So that's how long they've been infiltrating us to make us like them. So there's the Warnock thing. He can't be trusted. We just have too many in Washington. That's the whole problem. They've been card-carrying communists for a long time, proud of it. And I'm glad to see some of us waking up instead of, you know, training the kids. That's the way to go. Really? Okay.
I think the ideologies of, you know, capitalism, communism, these are all concepts that would work if you didn't have a corrupt hierarchy. Most of the forms of government that we have come up with over the ages, they would all work if everybody at the top were honest. So I don't think attacking, I mean, whoever's a communist or whoever's a, you know, a liberal or Republican, all these systems could work if they weren't biased and corrupt.
The Bible's full of it, okay? And then, you know, if it says in Ecclesiastes, I think it says, money answereth all, period. Well, they added a word, which is wrong. It's in italics, things, but it's people. It says, wine is for feasting and whatever, but then it says, but money answereth all. So that's what's in the heart of men and people. I don't mean the gender men, people, okay, money. But we're not supposed to hate that because it says if you curse the king in your chamber, your bedchamber, will a little bird not go and tell it? I guess that's where Twitter comes in. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to keep a secret. So it's hard to, you know, to run a country when you got spies everywhere and then people being proud of being a card-carrying communist in Washington, you know, and, oh, goodness. But anyway, I really called to help you it sounded like you were anti-woman at first, but you're right. You're absolutely right about what you're saying. I had to think back on my life at post age of 45, and I knew what a shovel was, man. You know, we took care of this little old man, looked out for him, and he was a mason. Whoa, kid hated masons. But the fact that he was in the Battle of the Bulge, and he said, well, I didn't know if the bullets were falling all around me. I thought I was a goner. But he lived till he was 85 years old, driving a train. But, you know, he was a loner, and he didn't have kids. His only kid died in a grain accident. They fall in the grain when they die. Okay, I said, Mr. Womack, I felt sorry for him because his wife, he kept trying to talk to me as I'd walk by, so I finally knocked on the door to see if he was okay when he wasn't sitting outside, and found out his wife had emptied his bank account and left.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's always a clear and present danger of that happening. Yeah.
Right. You know, you have the same bank account. Maybe that's why Ken had his own, okay. But what we did was I said, Mr. Womack, would you like me to make you a garden out here? He said, oh, hon, there won't nothing grow out there. My wife tried it. So I got out there, and boy, did I learn a lot about gardening. I learned a lot. I got me a book. So it was a good experience for me. But then one time I went over there, and the water started flowing from his bathroom, and I gave him a wrench, or I went out and I shut it off. It's a street, you know. And then I dug up the backyard to see where the problem was, because I had a real cheap plumber who had come and help him, but he was an old man too. So I dug it out and found the leak and told him where it was, and we fixed that. And women should use a shovel. Good answer. Now I'm just a you know, RBN talker plump. That's a good for nothing. But anyway.
I don't think there's anything more attractive to a man than a farm girl.
Well, I mean, I grew up on one, but, you know, when you go to medical school at the Grady's in Atlanta, oh, boy. You've been through an experience. Rand Paul, he took his residential stuff there too, but I was ahead of him. I was there before him. Anyway, I was going to tell you about this girl that I know. She was spoiled by her father. And she took her kid. I mean, she wouldn't let her little girl, who called her by her own name to me one time, so-and-so, you're in trouble. Her own mother, she called her by her mother's name, not mom. And she would let her dad see the kid, because she told the judge that he smoked and she was allergic to smoke, the little girl. Well, that wasn't true. She had been on this old man I was telling you about, and he was a chain smoker. So she said, that judge didn't believe me. I said, good for her. I helped put her in office. She's got good discernment there, you know. So I know what you're talking about, how they do, how women are crazy, you know. They got spoiled for a child. You know, the Bible says train up a child the way it'll go. Her mother didn't. I knew her mother, too. Her mother didn't do it, but her father did. And so there you go. You know, I helped her all I could, but she just wasn't altogether smart. She wouldn't have never picked up the table.
Well, you know, I just... There, women they haven't had the experience. I mean, there was this group called the Honey Badgers, and it was like, it's all women who were fighting for the rights of men. You know, they explained, you know, how there are injustices against men and how delusional these feminists are. You know, basically saying the world they live in is not real. What they want is just not real because of, you know, everything that men have to go through. And the feminists, they just don't want to consider anybody else's point of view. It's just entitlement. And so... And you can see it's a clear difference. I'm not saying anything bad about those Honey Badger women. I'm just going to say they're not beauty queens, but anytime you see a large group of feminists, they're just almost like lipstick lesbians, you know? I think it's all ego. And
I mean, my son was talking about, Mom, I sure hate to go to a restaurant and see a bunch of girls in the booth next to me, because he said... one gets up and goes to the bathroom. The other one starts talking about it real bad. She comes back and the subject changes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the most backstabbing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
With my generation, all the girls would hang out with the guys. And it's like, why don't you have like female friends? Yeah, but they all talk trash behind my back. They're all backstabbers. Well, yeah, well...
Well,
that's because
me.
You're competitive for men, and y'all want to be on top, but not everybody can be on top. Not everybody can have the A-string football quarterback. You know, not everybody can. So it's a lot of that. In my generation, I really don't.
I hate to see the women join in the army. I hate to see all that. I think I
me
told
too.
You somebody. About pictures back in the army on the women's World War II, the women's army corps, and they all had on dresses and they dress uniforms, you know, like real dresses, and all they did was help the army do whatever they needed doing. Like, not that you can't be a nurse, that's okay, but I mean just other things, you know. If anybody, they couldn't get in touch with anybody or their communication was knocked out somehow, they did it for them. I forgot what they called them, but yeah. Yeah, I don't want to see women out there. I mean, to me, the thought of driving a plane, you know, certain times of the month, just forget it. But I admire women if they can do it. If they can do it, I've seen the women... pilots do things that I think God's with them. That's all it is. God's helping them, you know. And
I think they should learn how to drive first before they fly anything.
Well, I know what you mean. I mean, you know, they come up from South America. They don't know how to drive. They come from Africa. I taught my neighbor across the street from, I don't know where she's from, Kenya or somebody. I get all that mixed up because I had an African missionary in our home for 4 years. It's that what time he went out on the field, you know. He was over here raising money and stuff like that. And, uh-huh. And so I get all those countries mixed up over there, but I think it was Ghana. I think she was from Ghana. And I had to teach her to drive. she couldn't even drive to work when she got a job. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, women joining the military, it's a very aggressive thing. I mean, the level of stress, the level of testosterone. I mean, you have to be able to match anything that a male can handle. Now, I remember several days in our training when I was in the Army, we couldn't advance to new training until everybody came up to par. And so that meant more time on, because the base where I went to for training was co-ed. That meant extra days of shooting and extra days of grenade tossing. Because when we had the dummy grenades, you know, the females would just chicken wing. They didn't know how to throw anything. They throw the grenade at their feet.
Oh, well, that was my favorite thing. And well, I was going to tell you that I didn't have any sisters. I just had brothers. It seemed like it was mostly men, you know. And I thought women were sissies, you know, and one would come over and she wanted to play ball. And what she was standing in front of me is 3 feet away and bounced the ball on the ground. That's what she called a ball. And I'm out there, you know, I was always a pitcher, man. I could really put them out. I guess I told Gertrude, one of my friends, about that. I said, man, if they'd had a transgender crowd back then, they'd have said, we should have been a boy, Gertrude. She said, you're right. We could go out of the trees. Nothing wrong with women back then, you know. But now, you know, if you want to send your kids to the public school, that's what you go get. I hate to be right. That way. It's pitiful now. It is pitiful. And that does make me, you know, wonder if the Lord's going to give up on America, but I don't think he has. I think prophet I listen to, he says, y'all go and you have your Thanksgiving and you enjoy it, and you go on even into Easter and you enjoy that, because that's where God's helping us. I think we did good in this election. Anybody says you shouldn't vote. I don't think they had Beto running for governor of Texas.
Well, it looks like the red wave actually did happen. It just it needed a second, a little bit more time to go, I should say.
It did. Tarrant County went red, and we got rid of some rhinos. And that old lady over there in Arizona that's the Secretary of State, which the Secretary of State, their main job ought to be elections. And so hers was, and she managed to win, didn't she? So,
yeah.
But Carrie Lake hasn't given up. Because, see, the women that are out there now in politics, they may have to. If men couldn't clean up the house, maybe the women will go do it.
Yes, okay, women deserve to be in the house cleaning up. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, they've been up there, but they've been doing nothing but muddying it up for years and years and years. You know, they all get up. You watch it, C-SPAN, they all get up, and they repeat the same thing. Oh, well, I guess women don't have no original thought to their brain, you know.
Right, just to keep up with the Joneses, to be trying to be on the same level as their constituents when they should be doing something different, showing us that we're screwing up and tell us how to make everything better. If you're going to be in that position, that's what you should be doing. Not everybody should be in that position.
Well, anyway, yeah. That was why I called in, that you're right about the shovel. You sure are right about that.
Yeah, I appreciate
the women. The women they want now in the House, they like the ones like Carrie Lake. She's not giving up. She's not quitting. You know, Nancy Pelosi didn't either, I guess, until she hadn't left. I guess she thinks that some of those Republicans will be rhinos and they'll vote with her. It does make you wonder, don't it? But see, we need to start threatening them with letters. I used to threaten mine with God. So
I don't doubt that at all.
That's how I know about Capitol Police. She had the Capitol Police call me and say, "This is Sergeant Lip Pay." I thought, that's interesting. She said, "Miss Granger says you've been threatening her." I said, "If threatening her about what she did, how she votes for abortion when she's a Republican," I told her, "God's gonna get her." Anyway, I got pretty well known around the White House police, and after Sergeant Lippay called me, they had a very embarrassing thing happen. They were having a Halloween party, and somebody let an artificial pistol go through the whatever you call it, the metal detector. They had to empty them all and put them out in the yard. And I said, "Oh well, Sergeant Lippay should have been more careful around there than threatening her constituents." I'll let you go.
I would have called them sausage lips. Just
what?
To annoy them. I would have called him Sausage Lips, just to annoy him.
Well, you know, Ken is a third generation Polish person, and yeah, I think Poland is not. See, I want to tell you this too. I don't believe Russia trusts Poland because.
Oh, no.
Well, okay.
I can tell you that.
and I do believe because you can't. They just don't like Nazis. You know, they were their number one enemies. When you take away somebody's guns and you march in there. And like the Nazis did, and you line up all the men and you shoot them in front of their wives and kids, all of a sudden you're a danger to the Nazis. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't hear. Like, for instance, do you know that Russia has asked, they had their weapons put in Iran. How do we know Iran didn't do that? Because Russia built them a satellite. They built Iran. They put them a satellite in orbit for them to be able to hit all their the targets of their ICBMs. They have them. That's been lately. I'm sure there's Russian weapons in Iran. How do you know Iran didn't hit Poland? If anybody did, I know you said it's fake news, but you know they're carrying it on 50 miles from the border. Well, I don't know.
Well, Russia's alliance with all the you know their people, all the stands, circus. Stands or what I can't even say the names of them and the Middle East they have allies, so if they want to do World War III, it can be done. The thing is, we're not going to win against the Middle East without nukes. So, again, Afghanistan has just toyed with us while we were there. So
I worry about this because it's been predicted by a guy sitting here. I probably told you everybody about it, Dimitri Dudeman from Romania. And he didn't want to be a Christian. but anyway, when God got through with him and saved his life through electric chairs twice, from taking Bibles into Romania, I believe even I supernaturally heard about him. So he said that we're going to be targeted with Piper type like Cubs planes, but they might be missiles, as somebody would say, because you can't tell them apart anymore. And they're going to bomb us in different places and get everybody scared, you know. And they might use tactical nukes somewhere. But I don't think if Russia wants to take over any, like Iran, I mean, Ukraine, they don't want it, where they can't use it. So I don't think that they would want to send, strategic nuclear bomb and be good for nobody. And so that's the thing. See, they may just try that over here for a few times to get everybody all hyper and upset. And say China wants us, right? Yeah, China wants us, Russia wants us, Iran, of course, they want everybody. But if they did that here, if they say, okay, if you'll give us California, we'll give you Hong Kong. Trouble, you know? So if they did that and they did a couple of strikes over here, or tactical ones that didn't have much, bad uranium in it. I'm not talking, yeah. Right. But anyway, and we said, no, we're not going to give you California. Well, then China could bomb San Diego. Well, it's, the Newsom Newsom's property. Well, when Nancy followed, maybe he'll get scared, but I doubt it.
We have quite a situation with China, because they have like over 80% of the world's rare earth materials, minerals.
True. That's not true. Well, we got a whole bunch of them right here in Texas. It says that you can't use that property there. That's just a park.
A lot of the land is definitely claimed, but there's so much more state-owned property in China than personal property or public property. So that's why they're in the lead for sure. That's a factor.
Well, we have, but somebody like Beto comes along, and El Paso just had right around El Paso, a pretty bad earthquake. One prophet said, where all the evil is, the ground is going to shake underneath it.
Well, there were some earthquakes in Georgia, right?
Yeah. Right. I think Marty told it. I can't remember who I tell what anymore, me. I can't remember. I just got somebody to vote for the first time in her life this time, and she's so proud of herself.
Well, I'm happy about that too, Pat. Thank you for calling in. Got to go commercial break and take some other calls, but it's good hearing from you.
Thank you, bye.
thank you, guys. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Tell me what
you want me to be. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Bowling is big because the hustle is hard. The grind is rather huge, so the jealousy's quite large. With credit cards and cash stacks, my mind focused on greenbacks. I go and get it, I don't relax. The player hating is to the max. Cush sacks and powder packs, no time to eat, it's just snacks. That's whiskey shots and cognac, getting hooked up like college frats. No exaggeration, just facts. A fascination with paper stacks and masturbating on boppers' backs. They assassinate my player stats, but game sharp like thumbtacks. I go dumb on horse, they chew me up like Orbit's gum. Swallow out and eat, go kick rocks and eat crumbs. I run from cops, but bar none. I'm in the streets just like a bum. If you don't like it, come get you some.
That's right. If you don't like it, come get you some. Yeah. We're back from commercial break. And before, I know we got Mike on Kentucky Holding. We're going to get to you, Mike, I promise. But first, Mike, if you can tell me this clean foods, because now it's really sparking an interest for me because I'm going to be traveling across the U.S. in an RV. Having dry foods is going to be probably the most important thing that I can travel with. Do we still have, they're not sold out anymore, are they? We can still buy some of that, right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This mic's pretty low.
Jeez. We don't live in an exciting world today.
Uh-oh. Wait. Hang on. Never mind that.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah. Well, that mic. Whatever. I got a bleed on the board, but the Simply Clean Foods is it's freeze dried, totally organic. I mean, that's it's good stuff.
I'm gonna need GMO free because I've had a GMO free diet for the past 6 years. So
you don't. And unfortunately, on our store at the shop rbn.com, we had a supplier, but apparently that stuff's been gone for like years, and that's terrible. But Simply Clean Foods, I'm working with them as best I can. I just stay tuned. I don't know. There may be some issues with that, but I'm working on it. Oh wait, Mike probably couldn't hear me. I'm sorry, Mike in Kentucky. I didn't have him in the feed, but yeah, Simply Clean Foods. Frankly, people, y'all should just call me if you would like to get some freeze-dried foods, because I'm not really sure our link is working, which that's not good. But yeah, we can trust me. We can get you hooked up.
Okay, because that's gonna be very important. Yeah,
we talked to the especially guy, so that you don't have to worry about. Just you may want to call us because I'm not really sure exactly how that's working right now. I don't want to say, oh, it's all messed up or something, but let's, you know, come through me, call the office. We got you.
Okay. Well, yeah, again, that's going to be very important for me because I don't want to die because I came there and started eating GMO foods and suddenly croak.
Canola oil and soybeans.
Canola oil makes your soul boil.
Soil oil.
Yeah. It'll make your soul boil. Yeah.
Well, my friend used to say canoily oily or something. You know, now it's soilgers. You know, those liberals, they're all about their soil. That soybean. Tofu. Soil juice. Antifa soil juice, bro.
We're soy boys unite.
Exactly. Yeah, you know the deal.
And so you had a joke for me. Let's get that real quick.
First, y'all are talking about like war and, you know, men and women. I just couldn't help it. I mean, I had to type in that there's one thing I noticed around Texas. Now, a lot of black women, not a lot of them drive their own car. But when you see a car and it's going and it's making its way and you're like, wow, that's the car, most of the time, if you can catch a glimpse, if you can actually see who's driving, it's a black woman.
Booking it down the road, yeah.
And not messing around. They're not driving crazy, but like you probably ain't going to see them. they're just gonna go, dude. You're like, wow, dude, look at them go. And then the other, you know, men.
Well, it's funny you say that because my mom... both my parents are great drivers, but my mom, she actually wanted to be a race car driver.
There you go.
When she was young. So when it comes to hitting the road and all that stuff,
they're going to get there. She's getting there, dude, right?
I've seen her bob and weave, duck and dodge in the car, avoiding wrecks. My mom was the best.
And I mean, you know, my mom is also, I mean, Czech women, not all of them, but usually they're also, you may not see them either. They're going to get there. But, I forgot what I was going to, man, I forgot my joke about.
Command Sergeant.
I had one more about driving, but, jeez. whatever. Yeah. I don't know where my dad picked this up. Like a year or two ago, he'd be like talking to his homies, you know, talking to his buddies on the phone. He'd be like, I got to check with Command Sergeant, you know? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, mom's Command Sergeant, you know?
Command Sergeant, yeah, Major.
Like, yeah, Command Sergeant Major. It's like between, you know, it's between like making fun of her, like as if he doesn't give a damn. And also then, but yeah, he has to actually give a damn. So that was pretty good. It was good stuff. My other driving thing, man, I can't remember. It was so good, but whatever. Well, maybe it'll pop up over the over time, I'm sure I'll remember.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, driving's nuts, man. Here in Texas, it's always nuts. You can bet on that.
Well, yeah. I miss my mom. But anyways, let's get Mike on the line. Let's get Mikey.
Over.
I'm sorry for keeping you on hold for so long, but you have the floor for the rest of the show.
Oh, well, it's not really necessary, but yeah, I've known some older guys that call their wife Colonel. I gotta go tell the Colonel or ask the Colonel. And I saw some interview or some story about this couple that had like 80th anniversary or something, and they asked the feller, "What have you learned after 80 years of marriage?" And he paused for a moment and said, "Yes, dear." No matter what, yes, dear. I've started being snarky about if the original Star Trek comes to mind, you know, whenever Captain Kirk is ready to die and he's the last one on the bridge about to pass out, he's like, "Commendations for Lieutenant Uhura and you know, Commander Spock. I take full responsibility." So anytime something goes wrong, you have to take full responsibility. It's even though you know, whatever it is.
Well, and by the way, before you get too far into that, I call my place the Polish deli, because my woman, she's like, "You have your money, give me some money," and I'm like, "Make me a sandwich."
Make me a sandwich.
That's what I learned.
Wait till she gets a big stick of holly and waves it at you and go, "Abracadabra, your sandwich."
But yeah,
he brings over a girlfriend, and they want to have you as a man in the middle. Steve. Have a V sandwich, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm working towards that.
Oh, Lord. You're young enough to actually still want to do that sort of thing, huh? Talk about double. I just remember the double mint gum commercials. Double your pleasure, double your fun. Well, double mint gum, and it's all these twins, and you're like, "Well, that's not innuendo."
No, the sister wives are coming. You don't have to worry about that. Go ahead.
Anyway, the Ukraine thing, the Poland thing, I actually saw a mainstream news media outlet said something to the effect that, yes, it looks like this was a Ukrainian missile that did the damage, but it's still Russia's fault because Ukraine was defending itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's, I guess, I don't know, if it wasn't people dying, you could laugh at that propaganda. It's still Russia's fault because Ukraine has a right to defend itself, so now Ukraine can shoot their missiles anywhere, and it's Russia's fault.
Well, you know, it says a lot
people weren't dying,
about...
You know?
Yeah.
People weren't dying.
Yeah.
The stand-up comedy.
That, I'm very angry about that. I mean, I'm not a Polish citizen yet, but you know, I I live here, and I don't want anybody dying over here, especially because of some stupid war. Not while I'm here.
Well,
so, yeah,
I'm very upset. Shovel and ask you to start digging graves at some point if enough die.
Well, I'll do what I must.
Well, I'm sure they can probably commandeer you just like over here. You know, like they're impressed into the service of the militia. Get over here. We don't care where you're born.
Whew, I would love that. Oh, man.
They have that power in the United States. All able-bodied men between the ages of 16 and 45, and if you're a veteran, I think it goes to 65. The sheriff or the military can say, "Here's your gun, here's your helmet, get on the bus."
Well, as you know, as long as they put me in intelligence or propaganda department, you know, I'll get into shape. Sign me up.
I turned them down. That was after the physical and everything in the early 80s. They were so nitpicky. The only thing they wanted me for, the recruiter said, "Hey, why don't you send in an audition tape for the media school?" Because he was disappointed as I was. I was qualified for 600 and some jobs. But after I went to Louisville and took the physical, I was a half inch too short for airborne, and they didn't like my eyes, which I know I can see better in the dark and see anytime. That's a bossy women in my life for decades. They want to drive until it's night and it's raining.
Yeah.
Can you drive? Can you drive, honey?
Yeah.
Because they can't see at night, and they don't have they haven't worked on the skills.
They don't have that predatory vigilance that we have.
Well, I think it's men are meant to be able to see better at night, and it's probably an adaptation for watching the sheep or hunting, you know, getting out at 4 o'clock in the morning, being able to make sure you don't get et by something and able to spot the deer or the wolf coming at your shot flock of sheep. But I've always had really good night vision, and but that's it. You know, the feminist women, you know, that are always have to be in control, and they don't trust themselves, so they can't trust you, I think, is part of the issue there. That's what I was – it took me a while to learn that. If you get somebody that's really jealous and always worried about where you're at and who are you talking to at work, was that woman at work mm-hmm. again today? You know, and you're like,
yep.
Have you been up to? Okay, if you don't trust me, you know, what have you been up to? I don't say that out loud because no matter what, you're wrong, right? No matter what, you're wrong.
No matter what.
I take full responsibility. Arguments. I take full responsibility.
And I love it when they use non sequiturs after you just stomp them with the point.
Hey, I'm kind of for equal rights for women. I don't think it would last very long, because if they actually had to do everything men do for the same pay,
they would quit. They'd be like, I would rather just stay at home, raise the kids.
Get up on that roof and spread that tar and breathe in fumes. Get under that car and get all your, you know, up to your elbows in grease and, you know, worry about whether or not it's going to kill your liver.
I did roofing for a whole summer. I would like every woman in the world to have, you know how you have a work day in high school, go to work with your parents. The state needs to fund for all females in high school, go work a roofing job for a day. Go on construction for a day. Go dig a grave. And
they're called the bear of persuasion for a reason, I think. And women that lift and do heavy jobs pay for it later in life. They have things called prolapse, rectus heel. Parts of their body start falling out of them as they get older.
Osteoporosis kind of gross. Happens quicker.
It's kind of gross, but, you know, surgery can tack it back up temporarily. But
their bone structure starts to break down. They get the osteoporosis quicker.
Well, no, that's different. I think osteoporosis is a lack of magnesium and vitamin D in our diet. And I think I talked about this a week or two ago on your show. Everybody in America north of Interstate 10 is vitamin D deficient or needs to be checked. Something like 70% of the population is insufficient, meaning below 20 nanograms per microliter. And that only benefits the medical health care industry because people are sicker.
Right.
It's a simple fix, 3 cents a day. Like 7,000 units for a year and a half is what I've heard some people have to go through to get their level up to like 40 or 50. And they've raised it. It used to be 30 was adequate. Now they're saying 50 is adequate nanograms per microliter. So you want to increase bone strength, men or women, 1% per month. Don't go get the expensive Boniva that Sally Field was all over television for years advertising because it was patented. It cost whatever, $30 a pill for your insurance to pay for it. You can add something like Calm Magnesium or eat 2 pounds of spinach a day. Vitamin D may be anywhere from 3 to 7,000 units a day, depending on what your doctor says your level's at and your sun exposure is. Add something called natokinase, which is vitamin K2. If you can find natto, that's not GMO, like you were talking earlier. Most of the soy stuff in Japan ferment and Korea and stuff is fermented for 2 to 3 years, and that's what produces that vitamin K2, natokinase. It does not cause blood clotting problems. But those three things, the magnesium, vitamin K2, and vitamin D, you can increase your bone density better than any prescription drug. And they don't want you to know that.
Well, they've successfully kept the population indoors for 2 years to also lower that vitamin D.
Now, they've been scaring people to death with the sun for 20-some years. SPF 50, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just need 20 to 40 minutes a day with your shirt off or in a bikini, and you'll get your 25 to 30,000 units a day. Of course, a lot of Muslims, I think that, and I tried to get a hold of this astrophysicist that's all into political Islam, Dr. Bill Warner. I emailed him and he fell silent. He was talking to me for a while. He recommended a couple of videos. And then when I told him, I said, you know what? I just found out that goats have the equivalent in their veins of 30,000 units of vitamin C and 50,000 units of vitamin D or something. We would have to take that much a day to have the equivalent of what they have coursing through their veins. And it hit me. Oh, that's why Islam was able to go around the Mediterranean and control the shipping for 400 years, and they weren't prone to die off from the Black Plague. Salami and pepperoni. Salami and pepperoni. They were getting their diet all chock full. Of course, the milk. All the babies ate the milk or whatever, the cheese and stuff. Uh-huh. So he fell silent. He never emailed me back. I don't know if he even looked into that, but I was amazed that goats have that high of course, they destroyed most of the agriculture in the Byzantine Empire along the golden or the green coast of Africa there that was maybe 60 to 80 miles inland. They had olive groves. The trees were lined with olive groves. And the trick was that the Romans did, and then the Byzantine, they just kept it, was they allowed people to maintain those olive trees, and it kept the road open because it maintained, you know, kept the desert back. And so they had, you know, major agriculture in northern Africa, whatever it is, 1600 years ago. When was Islam started getting violent? Around 750 or 800 AD until almost 1200 when the Crusades happened. And the Crusades are a joke. You know, Christians are taught to be shamed by the Crusades. The Crusades lasted a very short period of time. Islam was violent for 400 years. And they controlled everything on the Mediterranean, the Barbary pilots. And guess who ordered up, who facilitated, you know, not Charlemagne, what was his name? Tamerlane. Call up and say, hey, Sinbad the pirate, go get me 1,000 blonde virgins out of Europe. Who do you think rounded them up? The Jews. Right out of Spain and France. And so we've got a lot of cousins over in the Middle East that are from that 400 years of kidnapping blonde virgins out of Europe.
Oh, they still like that.
Sure. There's a woman in my hometown that got recruited by some kind of Arab sheik, and she is overstuck in Saudi Arabia. She can't come home.
My little woman, she had several. I mean, she gets several a day on Facebook offering her money to come over there to the Middle East.
There's a movie I saw about it recently about a woman that got lured back. Her husband was Iranian. She got lured back to Iran and got trapped there and had to hire somebody to sneak her out. Her and her daughter. I think she ended up leaving one of her children there. Left the son, maybe. But, I Dream a Genie. Remember Barbara Eden, the blonde woman wearing the Arab garb?
Yes.
Belly dancer? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's been going on for 1,000 years. There's a scene in the movie, what was that? Charlie Wilson's War. That's one of the funniest scenes in the movie is a belly dancer. Charlie Wilson brings this Las Vegas prostitute into Saudi Arabia to dance for these two guys, a Jew and an Arab. And the Arab ends up walking off with her, and she's a belly dancer, but they point out, oh, we've never seen anybody dance like this before. It's pretty dang funny. But, all. It's all the stereotypical stuff that you hear about, you know, it's a big world. When you break it down and you get into these areas, there's exceptions all over the place as far as stereotypes go. Some of them are true. I mean, you know, you get stereotypes that can be fairly true. Like, I hate to say it, but I didn't realize that Native Americans are one of the least intelligent ethnic groups on the planet. Chinese and Israelis are supposed to be one of the highest intelligence on as a culture or as a ethnic group.
But well, you know, I think that all depends on access to actual education.
Cultural bias in the testing is a common claim to explain that.
Yes.
But I don't know. Anyway, you're about out of time. There was something else, but I can't remember what it was I was going to mention. But along the lines of what you were talking about earlier in the show. But, yeah, you know, Poland better watch out because apparently Ukraine can fire missiles anywhere and it's still Russia's fault. Czechoslovakia might want to watch out too. They might be next. Oops. The wind blew it the wrong way. We hit Prague.
Well, yeah. So I've been saying this since the very beginning, you know, we're going to have some sort of false flag something. Ukraine's going to do exactly what I predicted they were going to do. So
I'm glad. I have to wonder the Israeli factor here, obviously, because I found out early on when this started back in February that all of the debt owed to Israel is guaranteed to be paid back. So any of the foreign aid that we're giving Ukraine, what's the first cream off the top goes right to Israel. And then where does it go? Back to campaign contributions. It's like a circus.
It is a circus. Wow. Yeah. Guaranteed to pay back Israel while we owe China trillions. All right. Yes, guys. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, by the way. Thank you. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Remember, in the land of surveillance, the man of third eye is king. Educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women. That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
Gonna get the green light from Mom.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.